another episode of Pretty Social Podcast.
We're so happy to be back here with you guys once again. Mm-hmm. And before we jump into the topic today, make sure that you like, comment, share, and subscribe. So, I got a question.
Okay.
I've heard this from so many people, men, women, old, young. Mm-hmm. But are there any good men or women left in this world?
Mm. Well, that is a deep and a good question. I think to start,
yeah,
we would have to answer the question, what is a good man or a good woman?
Exactly. Because I feel like we all have a different thought process on what that is. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when you're looking, whether if you're a man looking for a woman looking for a man, whatever the case is, I feel like we all have our preferences. We all have our idea of what constitutes as that. Mm-hmm. Someone might tell me that they have a great man for me. Mm-hmm. And then I meet him, like, oh my God, no, absolutely not. and vice versa. I can do the same thing. Although yeah. I feel like, because I'm biased about my mm-hmm. own thought of what I think is a good man, I feel like whoever I think is a good man is just a good man. Like, you're just morally good mm. human being. But that doesn't always mean good for someone else.
Mm.
So I think, so my issue with this question is obviously there's billions of people in this world. There are good men and women out here. Like, mm-hmm. I think, like, that's just, at least in
that's
my mind,
true.
That's just common sense. With billions of people in this world, I just can't bring myself about to say no.
I mean, it's just... I'm like, they all married if they are, but...
Or they're fresh 18, 19, 20, and it's like,
you gotta
well,
sink your teeth in.
No, absolutely not.
Not that
no,
young.
No.
But it. I mean, I do. I agree. I'm okay. not gonna say there's... It's hope. If you ain't got one now, that's it. No, I'm not gonna yeah. say that. There's hope. I believe there are good men and women out there. I know some good men yeah. and I know some good women. I know a couple good men.
Oh, wait, because I'm just thinking to myself as you're saying this. No, you said, no, because you said, well, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm single woman over here. Hopefully I made the cut in your brain.
You made the cut. Okay. You know what? I feel like, oh my God, this is going to sound so bad, man. Okay. This is not the he-man woman, the she-man, what is it?
No,
the she-woman men haters club. Yeah. This is not that. But I do know several quality women. Mm-hmm. Great women who would make amazing wives, partners. Yeah. I can't say that I know a lot of men who are mm-hmm. single who would
single,
make great
right.
partners. If we're talking about, are there still good men or good women out there who are single? You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's what makes sense. And
yeah.
obviously, there's great people in the
yeah.
world.
Yeah, and I don't know a lot. And that's why, you know, it's important to have this conversation. Because I want to know what you guys think. Mm-hmm. Like, is it just that, you know, women looking in the... Because I'm obviously married, and
yeah.
I'm not looking.
Right.
But my observation...
Yeah.
I have single family members. I have single women who are my friends and family, yeah. and I see what they deal with over and over, even with men who you would have thought been
yes.
would have been a quality man, and then they just be on some weird stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it just seemed like it's either all of the men are married, or they are...
Weird.
Incarcerated,
yeah,
gay, or if yeah. they are none of those things, they out here playing games.
Yeah.
Like, you mean to tell me you're not married, you're not gay, you're not in jail, you're actually attractive, you may even be a man of God, but you playing, you talk to like six different women,
yeah.
you still mess with your baby mom or whatever the case may be.
And then to me, I don't want to resort to saying like you're not good. Like, I don't want to say, because I think sometimes we all just deal with certain things, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to break away from some of the things that's keeping you bound. So I think in a situation for someone who's a player, and they're just messing around with whoever, I feel like they're dealing with many things. Lust mm-hmm. is probably one of them.
Yeah.
Amongst many other things. And I'd hate to say, like, you as a person in totality are not good, I think that you can be good, but you just have issues, which we all do. But I would not constitute as a, I would not consider that person a good man for me. Like if I, like if someone was telling me like, oh, he's this, he's that, and named all the amazing things, but
yeah,
he talks to like six other women.
And he may be amazing for a girl who's down for polyamory. Yes. Just go get into a polyamorous relationship. Don't get into a monogamous relationship and talk to seven women. I don't understand why men who like to cheat don't do that anyway.
Just be, because I'm sure there's many women who would be down for that.
Yeah, it's lots of people that's into that. Yeah. I don't understand why they don't like let it be known that they're into... What is the thing with having to lie? You know, and I feel like they enjoy lying. They enjoy playing with people because I can't understand why you wouldn't come up to a woman who you're interested in, you like her, y'all getting to know each other, and say, I really like you, but the truth of the matter is I'm not really a one-woman type of guy. I would love to still be open and date. They never are saying that. They're lying, saying, you're the only one, and then they sneak and talking to other girls.
Yeah, it's very rare to find that unless you are very open in wanting to be in an open relationship. Like, that's just something that you promote in your life and people know that about you. I don't ever, at least in my experience, hear people openly say that. Like, if my only experience with seeing people in an open relationship is literally social media. That is my only, I don't know anyone in my personal life.
TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That, yeah. Media in general, but I don't know anyone in my real life that at least openly expresses that. Cause anyone who I know is in a relationship is actively with that person. And they're not like dating two or three people openly. Now, if they're cheating on that person, I don't know. But you wouldn't be a good person for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I believe that there are definitely good men and women out there. Mm-hmm. But I think I sound like an old lady saying this, but I feel like we just live in a different time. And I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we look at, you're losing your microphone.
Thanks.
I don't know, let's say decades ago. I don't know how long you want to go back, but I feel like it was so pushed upon people to get married young, have their family young, and you follow these steps, and this is just how life is.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean people weren't promiscuous during those times or they weren't cheating during those times, but it was a common thing that people did.
Mm-hmm.
Now we live in a time where divorce is much more common mm-hmm. than you would hear decades ago. The marriage rate is down mm-hmm. than it was from mm-hmm. decades ago. People are just choosing to live a different life. Not mm-hmm. everyone at this point seems like they're choosing marriage or they're getting married much, much older or they get married young. And now I just read a statistic that like, so 60% of the marriages going on now are first time marriages for both people.
Okay.
The other 40% are people being remarried. So they've already been divorced once. So I feel like our lives just look so different now. Mm-hmm. Like it's a different time. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know where to kind of go for when I say look for a good man. Because they're probably around, but I just don't know where their mind is. Maybe they don't want to get married. Maybe they are just dating. Maybe they are just being a single bachelor. Maybe who knows what.
Yeah, I agree. 2 points that came up, and hopefully I remember them both. Mm-hmm. The first point that I think I want to make is, for me, when I think about a good man or a good woman, obviously that does not mean a perfect man or a perfect woman. That doesn't mean someone who never makes mistakes,
mm-hmm.
Because that would be no one.
No one.
I think that for me, when I think about a good man, I think about someone who is kind,
mm-hmm.
someone who is caring, someone who is genuine, mm-hmm. someone who is selfless,
mm-hmm.
someone who is not manipulative. They're not always just trying to figure out how to get their own way or how to get out of stuff or mm-hmm. how to lie to you.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that stuff. Okay. They just don't want to. They want to be honest with you even if it hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if they have to say to you, like, you know,
you stink.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that.
but for sure. Tell me.
But
honest.
If you stink, or if they feel their feelings started to shift.
Yeah.
And they started to look elsewhere. There are so many men that will just string you along and have you in your head confused. God. Like, what did I do wrong? Or, you know, but I rather, I feel like a good man would just come and tell you, like, hey, you
I'd
know.
I'd rather you.
Just be honest. And I think that that is just something that is very, very rare.
It is.
To come across. I think that, same thing with a woman. Just be honest. Mm-hmm. Lay everything out on the table. Be genuine. Be kind. Because being able to be honest with the person, I think that stems from being a kind, caring, giving, selfless person. If you don't have those traits, I don't understand how people can fall for somebody who's a nasty person. They got a nasty attitude. They don't care about anybody else. Don't you think that's going to show up in y'all's relationship? You think that you're the exception and they're just going to be a wonderful person towards you?
Right.
Like, and if they are, it's probably because they put you above themselves or whatever it is that you give to them. But, you know, if you don't, if you're not with somebody who's at, that's just basic human traits that you should have.
Exactly.
Is being a good, kind person. And sadly, that's rare, you know?
It's very rare. It's rare. And I think, so for me, you know, being able to share my experience, because I am a single woman, is that one reason for me why I don't quote unquote find good single men is because I'm not looking. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm honest, I'm not looking because I have such a strict schedule that I stick by and I rarely deviate from that doesn't include going out and socializing to find guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't expect this, but like, he's not just going to come to my door and knock on my door and like, heaven opens up and I see him. Like, so it's like, I'm really not looking for him. And I don't know. I kind of feel indifferent about that. And I don't know really how to explain it. So obviously I understand if I want or anyone wants to be in a relationship, you got to put yourself out there. Because, you know, you're not going to meet him while you're laying in bed. bless you. You're okay. Bless you. But there's a part of me that's almost in the sense feels like if I get all dressed up, go out and sit at, I don't know, a restaurant by myself, in a sense, and my purpose of doing that is to be approached by a man, I almost kind of feel like that's desperate. And I don't, and I'm not at all projecting that and saying that that is what people is, but for me, I almost feel like, are you being desperate? And then not only that, but I'm like, what restaurant are you going to go to where there's a single man sitting there and he sees you across? It's like, that's not a movie. Like, it's not a movie. Like, so it's like, there's a part of me that's like, okay, if you did go out somewhere, like, let's be realistic. Like, and I don't go to Applebee's, but let's just use Applebee's as an example. Like, most people that go there are probably there hanging out with a friend or their family. Their entire, like, I don't think some man at Applebee's is going to see me from across the hallway and be like, there she is. Like, so I feel like if I do something like that, I have to be realistic about where I would go. But then also I'm like, I'm so awkward. I'll just be sitting there like, I'd probably be sitting there on my phone, like shut off from the world. So it's hard for me to find the good men when I'm not looking.
You gotta learn how to flirt again. You have to start flirting.
I don't like,
you know what? But we did go out recently and you were a little bit flirtatious with the guy. A little bit. And I was shocked. I was like, she was really thinking cute.
You talking about the youngin?
No. But we didn't know how old he was until the end of the night.
I think I was just feeling the margarita. That might be the key. Have a drink.
I thought you was gonna give that man your number. I swear I did. I was like, what?
No,
because when he came to our table, he kind of was being flirtatious.
Yeah, he was. I for and sure was picking that up.
He walked away, and Gabby had her back to him, and I couldn't, and so you couldn't see him, but I still could. Uh-huh. And so he walked away, but he turned around like he almost wanted to come back and say something else, and then he was like, nah, he walked away. Uh-huh. And I told you, I was like, he looked like he wanted to come back. And he was like, I was like, what? She think this dude is cute. He was really cute, though. He was cute.
He was cute, but he was, what, 25?
And he was so short.
Not only that, he was 25. There is no way that I would ever talk to a 25-year-old.
But we didn't know he was 25 yet. What if he was 33? Do you think you would have given him your number? He seemed really sweet. He actually started to, like, at first he was cool, but the more he kind of hung around us, he started getting more and more shy.
I thought that was cute, though. I find it cute when guys get shy.
He seemed so nervous even when he asked for your number.
Yes.
I thought he was going to get that number. If he would have been 33, would he have gotten the number?
He probably would have gotten my
really?
Number.
Really?
He probably would have, yeah. I probably would have stepped out of the box and been like, because he was... I don't know. There is something so innocent about a shy guy that I just absolutely love.
For sure.
I cannot stand
Johnny Bravo.
I cannot stand a man who is so. Now, confidence is one thing. Mm-hmm. Great to have confidence.
But you can still be shy and confident.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you are self-absorbed, when you feeling yourself, when you just think that you just know that I'm going to give you my number, that is just a... But when you kind of shy, you might little stutter a little bit. I'd be like, So, yes. So, I probably did flirt a little bit, but I also had a margarita in my system. So, that also kind of helps me not be as socially awkward.
It's
the liquid courage. Yeah, you know,
sure,
you just kind of start to feel a little loosey-goosey and
yeah, you know what? You got to get your flirtation on, though. So, that'll help, I think, just to make you not feel awkward.
Yes, what if I flirt with someone and end up not liking them? And then I'm like,
you don't have to like them. It's just flirting. Flirting does not mean, like, I'm your girlfriend.
So I'm just going to go into Target and just, like, bat my eyes at someone.
I wouldn't do that, Target. I would say, let's, like, get dressed and go out to... We just went to a really cute little spot.
Yeah, we did.
Weekend. There was two guys at the bar there with us. They worked there.
Oh, I'm like, who?
That would have been somebody you could flirt with and just have conversation, laugh, and
just
leave.
To try to build up my skills.
Just to build up your skills, just to get comfortable.
I'm so awkward.
You know, it doesn't have to end in let's exchange numbers. And they may ask, but I got a boyfriend. Thank you so much. I had a great time. Goodbye. You know, like, whatever. But just to help you not feel awkward, because that's why I brought up the flirting thing, because I don't think I've ever witnessed you flirt with anybody. So, yeah, I think it would be good to get back into that practice.
Yeah, I agree. I guess we'll try this. It'll be a new, maybe that can be a resolution this year for me. I can add to my list is try to flirt.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
And maybe it will help too, because we do have, I was like, we got single friends, but we ain't got that many friends. We have a single friend who, because you always live on married self, like, it might be good to go out with just like a single girl, you know what I mean?
And we,
like,
talked about that.
Yeah.
And there is an event coming up.
Oh my God, here you go. Stop it.
Because the event. So when I learned about, so we're kind of getting off topic a little bit, but no, we're still on topic. Mm-hmm. Just a little background information on this. We have an event that goes on in the city, and I was super excited about it last year.
Last year.
We were talking about going.
It was the first one last year.
And I was like, I didn't know what to expect, but it seems like, this seems like a really cool event for the city, because it's not stuff that I typically see Akron do. Oh, Jesus. I get on Instagram, first few pictures, looks fun, then it turned ratchet as ever.
It turned into
a whole club. And I'm like, this is what I didn't want.
Yeah.
And I'm still open to going, because I definitely, seen pictures last year, there was a lot of men there. Ka-chow.
And you gonna put on the craziest dress?
Oh, believe me,
you gonna have to bring a fishnet, a big one.
I'm gonna be, yes. But I said if I go, which I'm still contemplating. But if I go, I will definitely, like you said, be Cinderella, and I'm going to be dipping out really early before the
club starts. I'm going to be looking for your glass slippers. Like, where is that girl that had on the purple dress? Like, right, what was her name? Or whatever color.
No, purple's perfect. But no, yeah, I definitely think I need to get out more to be able to, because my view of men really is social media, and
yeah.
I block everyone on social media. So I literally, no, seriously, like last year, I want to say it was before my birthday, so probably August or so, mm-hmm. I went on my social media and I completely purged. So I went and I put my profile on private. And I deleted at least 500 people that I didn't know. Because I'm like, this is creepy.
Yeah.
Like, not to be, like, rude. Not to say they are creepy. But it was just getting creepy that I had so many people who I have no idea who you are following me. Mm-hmm. And having access to my life and to, like, my family and my friends and the things I do. And I deleted a bunch of people. I blocked a bunch of people. So, it's like, I'm not going to really meet no one on social media because I'd be ready to shut it down anytime anyone's in my DM.
Yeah.
I think for some people, and I don't think this is for me. I know this is not for me, but for some, let's just say women, because I don't really know, I can't really give too much advice on men. And if you guys do this, but oftentimes women have this unrealistic expectations of the perfect man. And I think sometimes that's holding them back from finding a good man, because they are too focused on what they feel the perfect man is. And they can't let go of those things to really see the men, the options they have, who they are really good, but they may not be every single thing that you want, but they're still amazing men. Like, we have to kind of take a step out of our little box that we're in. Like, it's okay to have preferences, but some people hold on to their preferences a little too much.
Yeah, some preferences I feel like are kind of ridiculous. Like, you can't have it all, you know. You can't say, oh, he has to be 6'2", he has to make 200K a year, he has to give to the environment, he has to, you're not, have no kids. It's like, girl, you're looking for a unicorn.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. And you want the man everybody wants. Like, well, what if he's 6'2", but he makes $80,000 a year, and he has two kids? Yeah. You know, like, would you, is he out the door? Because y'all could have an amazing life together, but not if you have all these things lined up and in the way. And I'm jumping a little bit, but the other point that I wanted to make earlier about marriage, with talking about marriage statistics and stuff, when I think about back in the day, marriages, long-lasting marriages, even though I'm married and I do enjoy being married, I do start to develop a kind of a bad taste about marriage too, because I feel like when you think about back in the day and those long-lasting marriages and the American dream and all this and that, it's also associated with a lot of unhappiness, you know?
Yeah, it was like
and
a lot of,
yeah, for sure. Like, there was a lot of abuse that happened. There was a lot of sacrifice that happened. It is so rare. And honestly, I feel like I can say, just, well, based off my experience and everybody that I know, I can only base it off my experience.
Yeah.
I think it's really rare to find people who truly married the most wonderful person in the world, that they have just their soulmate, the person that just fills them up, that makes them so happy that they just cannot be without. And I think that that's why the marriages lasted longer back in the day, because they just accepted that that just was not what marriage
is. Life.
Marriage was a partnership back then. Yeah. Marriage was a life partnership. We're going to get this house. We're going to pay these bills. We're going to raise these children. This is your job. This is my job. And whatever else happened in between, happened in between. And I think nowadays, the divorce rate, there's a lot of reasons why the divorce rate is a lot higher. But I think that people aren't just getting married for a partnership now. They want that true passion. They want love. They want excitement. They want the thrill. They want all of those things. And it just seems like it's just rare to have that. And the couples who are lasting, sometimes they're doing it not because of love, but because they don't want to get a divorce because they don't want to hear what everybody's going to have to say. Sure. Mm-hmm. They don't want to cause chaos for the kids. Yeah. It's just comfortable. It's just easy. And they rather stay in a marriage that's not necessarily happy or healthy, where it's a lot of fighting, arguing, whatever the case may be, just because of those frivolous reasons.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know we talked about this in an earlier episode this season, but yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm just kind of like indifferent. Mm-hmm. You know, still a desire, but I'm indifferent just because it's not as common for me to see in my age group of people who are really happy married. And I'm not mm-hmm. saying that like happily married people don't go through things or that, you know, they haven't had hard times, because it's just common sense. Mm-hmm. But like people who are happy, even despite the hard times they've gone through, they were like, I would choose to go through that with them 100 times. Mm-hmm. Like it wouldn't be anyone else I'd rather go through that with than them, yeah, because of the connection and the time and the effort they put into that relationship. I don't see that as mm-hmm. often. I see more people complaining about their partner, but that's not even just with married couples, also with dating, you know, mm. people who are just dating and they're just like, whatever. And it's just like, that's why I said, I feel like it's just a different time, because not only with the marriage, but just the casual dating, mm-hmm. it's just, you have all these dating apps and it's just so hard mm-hmm. to filter who is good for you.
It is.
When you got it's just so much information thrown at you. And, you know, obviously people want to put their best foot forward, especially when it comes to social media. That's why I don't want to say I'm closed off 100%, but I was never really down for trying to meet someone on social media
right.
Just because it's easy for you to put your best foot forward. It's easy to pick the best picture, mm-hmm. to put the best bio of all the wonderful things. Like, no one's going to be on there and be like, I feel like I would be the person to do it. Like, hey, I'm Gabby. I have trust issues. My heart has been broken.
Yeah.
This and that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but people don't put that on there because mm-hmm. they're really like, weirdo, mm-hmm. no. So that's what makes it hard to find someone.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, honestly, I get it. Like, the process of, first of all, like, in your situation, talking about just getting comfortable again, just even flirting. So it's like, that's step one. And now I get comfortable flirting and now I'm open. And then you get to the point where you're comfortable even being flirtatious and opening up and giving out a phone number. To now have to sort through who is considered good and who's not good, you know what I mean? So it is just a lot. But I think that for me, I think I always see people constantly pushing marriage, mm-hmm. marriage. But I feel like, you know, a lot of married couples need to be more honest, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And everybody has the dream of being married, but I think a lot of married couples just are not honest. And it's like, everybody has to put on this front that their marriage is just so perfect. Mm, you know what I mean? I feel like that's more common than couples who show that their issues. You know, you do have some couples. I don't know why Will and Jada came to my head first. But you have some couples that put it all out there. I mean, but it may be ugly mm-hmm. what Will and Jada are going through. But I think the difference between Will and Jada and a lot of other married couples is they sat down and volunteered to air all their dirty laundry out. Right. If a lot of married couples sat down and aired everything out, they might be looking just like Will and Jada.
Oh, for sure.
And it's not that far off. You know what I mean? When it comes to infidelity, when it comes to, we were separated for 3 months and nobody never knew. You know, mm-hmm. whatever stuff like that, and it would give people a more realistic depiction and to decide, do I want to get into a marriage? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a lot from just trying to find a good person, and what are you trying to find them for, you know?
Yes, and then too, which is I think a lot of people don't always look at, is you're so busy trying to find a good man or woman, but are you doing the work to be also a good man or woman? Ooh. Because some people can have a long checklist of all the things they want, but do you match that? Mm-hmm. You know, do you complement that checklist? You want someone who does A, B, C, D. Can you fit that lifestyle?
Yeah.
You know, and what does that look like? That might look like you need to work harder, or it might look like you need to make sacrifices.
For sure.
You know, because if you are, let's just put in this situation, a woman who you want to have a soft life and You want a man who makes $500,000 a year and that you can just do what you want to do. You know, some women want that. You know, you have to also understand that you might have to make sacrifices. Maybe you have to give up your career that you worked hard to do. Maybe there's other things that you have to sacrifice, and vice versa for men looking for women. You need to do that work on yourself, because the thing is, you might find a great man or a great woman, but you're not great for them. So that's just a whole waste of time and effort. You didn't put all this time and effort looking for. Or what's even more unfortunate, it's so sad. But when you find a great man or a great woman and you know you're not good for them, or you know you're going to not be serious, and you now them are the worst, absolute worst, and you still choose to pursue that person, and now you quote unquote mess them up to a degree. You break their heart, you give them trust issues, you know, all these different things, and now they, it can be one of two things: either they're broken and they're afraid to date again and they're afraid to put themselves out there again, or they might end up being like, well, so-and-so did this to me, so why not I do this to the next person? And it's just like,
Exactly.
I hate when I see things like that. That's why I'm like, I would rather be single and, you know, have dealt with a broken heart and taking the time to heal versus just trying to jump into something else and possibly my trust issues overshadow in that relationship and then cause this person that I was with to be under more stress and have more issues in their life because I had way too much baggage. So I think that a lot of people need to look at their own baggage and look at their own lives.
For sure. I mean, don't ask for something that you can't provide. I mean, we've seen it in situations where men have tried to talk to Gabby and they had a whole family, or I mean, multiple times, a whole family, or they'll try to holler at Gabby, oh, I'll give you everything, and then you go on their page and it's congratulations on the newborn.
What,
sir? What?
And
crazy.
I don't get it, especially when it happens on social media, because I'm like, I am Inspector Gadget. I am going on your page, and if your page is on private, I'm gonna find someone who is a mutual friend of yours so I can find out somehow, some way of who you are. Like, man,
we done found some stuff.
Yes.
Just know that if you tried to holler and you are a liar, we know it.
We know it. We have done the research and found out. That's what I don't understand, because I'm like, you put your life on social media, even if you don't, like the one person who did that, you found out he had his girlfriend all on his stories. He didn't have her on his page, but she was all in his stories, and I never watched his stories because I wasn't interested, and I was afraid that if I would watch his stories, he would feel like I was interested in it. But then when you told me, I was like, I'm about to watch his story, because he a liar, and he be in my DMs.
He was in my DMs.
Hard.
That's so bad he was on it.
So it's like, and that's...
trying to get with her, not me.
that's another thing that really turns me off. And like I said, I fully believe there are good single men and single women out here. But it turns me off because I feel like there's too much research in this. Why do I have to research and find out if you're telling me the truth? Because I just had too many situations where men are married or they have kids or they're still talking to their baby mom, or they out with their whoever, boo thing, whatever, but you're heavily trying to talk to me, and it's just like, that's exhausting. I'm not trying to do all this research on a man. Be open and honest. Now, if you're someone who's like, this is my situation and I want to be in an open relationship, I just want to talk to you and have fun, let me know, because I'm going to say no. But let me know. I would so much more respect a man who told me that's what he expects out of some sort of relationship with me than for someone who tries to do that on the low and sneak behind my back.
Wouldn't it be so cool if there was like a Carfax
Yes.
That came on people. Yes. Like, you could just see everything. As soon as they ask you out, like, hold on, yes. I'll be back with you in 2 to 3 business days when your background comes back. And it'll just tell you everything.
I would love that. Because
it's so simple.
Like I said, it feels like it's a job. And I already got too many jobs.
Yeah.
I already have too many roles that I play. I don't want to play that role. And I guess for me, too, what makes it a little scary is because I love the concept of love. And I would be really hurt if I got to know someone, I ended up really, really liking them, and then find out something like that. Because it's just like, one, I've already been through stupid stuff like that before. I've already been heartbroken before. And like, it just seems like it's so prevalent now that it just seems like it's inevitable for it to happen again. Like, and I don't want that. And that's why I think sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, be single.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's difficult because you want that companionship, but you just don't want to go through that. And that's why I do think it's always best to start off as friends.
Yeah.
You know, that way you get to truly experience them. You get to know them instead of just like starting out dating somebody and they can just kind of tell you whatever. And, and it's easy to look at everything through rose colored glasses because you like them, you're attracted to them, they're telling you all the things you want to hear. When you're friends first, you kind of get to experience who they are outside of that. You get to experience them without them lying or trying to impress you or trying to trick you because they're not looking at you like that. You're not really looking at them like that. You get to experience their friends and what their friends think of them and what they, how they see them, how their family and friends see them. You get to see a lot more, and then when it blooms into something, it's natural. It wasn't them trying to be sneaky and trick you into something.
That's always been an ideal concept for me, is like a friendship first, to not have like all the pressure of like dating to be in a relationship. Like, obviously that is my end goal, but like, I feel like sometimes it's so much pressure and people can just tell you whatever versus like, hey, we're just going to hang out. We'll just go bowling or just something fun. Just get to know each other, talk. Like you said, get to know each other's family and friends. Like, have, you know, friend groups together so we can all feel each other out. And I think it just makes it more natural. I don't have like a good feeling of like being set up on a blind date and like it being feeling, I don't know, it just feels forced. And not to say there's nothing wrong with that for some people, but I just feel like it's too much pressure.
That's a lot.
And I'm not really great with pressure. Like, it makes me more awkward. And
I feel like that's literally worst case scenario for you.
Yeah.
Because I think that no matter how fine he might be, I just think that, like you said, the pressure, you know, you already want things to happen naturally. Yeah. It's a lot of expectation that comes with, I'm meeting you and now we're on a date. Like, nah, that just, it don't even seem right. Don't feel right.
Right. No. we want to know, like, what you guys think.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's no good men or women? What makes you feel like that, if that's the case? Do you feel like they've all been snatched up? Because sometimes they say they all been snatched up. They're not there anymore. And what are you doing to be that good man or that good woman?
What do you consider a good man or a good woman? Yeah. Too? What traits absolutely stand out to make someone to be considered a good man or a good woman?
Yeah. All right, y'all. So everything is going to be linked in the description. Make sure that you like, comment, share, and subscribe so you do not miss another episode. And we'll see you guys here next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.